For the families of those killed last September 11th, tomorrow's anniversary will be a painful milestone, made even more so by the barrage of news coverage leading up to the day. NPR's Tovia Smith reports many families say the public attention is a blessing and a curse.
1 year ago, right after September 11th, when the terrorist attacks were all anyone was talking about, those who lost loved ones could take some comfort in knowing the entire nation was feeling their pain. They never had to explain their grief. People just understood. But today, 1 year after the attacks, as public attention intensifies once again, many families say the focus on September 11th is hurting more than it helps.
It is so painful and raw still. It's like pouring salt in the wound.
Mary Ellen Salamone lost her husband John when the first plane hit Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. He was a successful 37-year-old broker working for Cantor Fitzgerald. Today, Salamone says, with the public and the media so focused on the attacks that killed her husband, just going out in public is like crossing a minefield.
I mean, basically, you can't even go to the supermarket with your children because as you're going to the checkout, there's magazines, and on the cover of every magazine is a picture of the burning towers. And certainly we don't need to see pictures of it to remind us what John went through.
Salamone says the public attention gets in the way of her personal grieving and moving on. It's left her and her three young children feeling trapped by the tragedy.
No matter where you turn, you're the widow from September 11th, and your children are the kids who lost their dad on September 11th. And you never get to go past that. That is something that defines them now, and it just makes you relive it constantly.
Salamone is part of the group Families of 9/11 that is asking the TV networks to stop broadcasting images of the planes hitting the towers, or at least warn viewers that the footage is coming. Carrie Lamack lost her mother, Judy LaRock, who was on Flight 11.
If they show my mother's plane hitting a building, that is the moment my mother was murdered, and it is nothing else to me. And I don't think anyone should have to watch that over and over again on national television. They should at least have the choice and not be shocked with it. It's one more piece of our lives that we've lost control over.
Another piece, Lamack says, is how their loved ones will be remembered. While many families are eager to attend the public ceremonies planned for 9/11, many others, including Lamack and her older sister Danielle Lamack, will not.
I don't think that a huge memorial service is really honoring Mom and her life, because her life, for maybe you could argue 45 minutes, was September 11th, but that's about it. That's not who she is, and that's not how I want her remembered.
Lamack says that constant tension between the national experience of September 11th and her personal pain confuses the normal grieving process.
September 11th, to me, was not an attack on America. It was not a day that brought about patriotism. It was the day that my mom was murdered. So for me, what is a very private and difficult and traumatizing experience, it's a real challenge. It's very hard to grieve when really what's going on is something very different in the public eye.
And I said, Daddy, Daddy, hear the rainbow! Remember?
I do remember that. It's when Daddy was still there. Well, you always remember it?
Yeah.
Like many who've lost loved ones, Mary Ellen Salamone says she wakes up every day thinking about where she and her family were at this time last year. She, like many, is dreading September 11th, but Salamone says she's also looking forward to some relief that may come with September 12th. There's something reassuring, she says, about knowing the first year is behind her.
It is. You have the strength of knowing that there were times where I was literally sitting on the floor crying, thinking there's no way I can do this. And to be able to look back at those moments and know that we did gives you strength to know that you could make it from here.
As Salamone put it, it's almost like the whole last year was September 11th. This year, she says, will be the first time we can move on to September 12th. Tovia Smith, NPR News.